דף חוב זין, מסכת נדרים. זאת האלה כמישהו. נדרי אונסים, the next case that we had in our opening Mishnah, which describes the four types of nedarim that it's not considered to be tofes, are nidrei onasim. What exactly do we mean by nidrei onasim? Says the Mishnah, idiro chavero sheyochal etzlo, v'chalahu, o shechala beno, o shakabo, nahar harayelu nidrei onasim, as we had before, in a case where somebody now makes a neder on somebody else that he should has to eat by him, and if he isn't going to eat by him, then he has to ask for all the perot olam alav. Of course, we said before, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov, it could be talking about the other direction, that he had said to the guy, are you sure you're going to invite me? I want you to be asked. But that was only lefishi tato. But however we learn the Mishnah, if there is an ones that occurs, something that was unforeseen, so that the man becomes ill or his child is sick and it's not convenient to go out and eat by this guy for this meal, or he gets to town and he can't cross the river because the boats are out of water, whatever it is, these are all considered to be nidrei onasim, despite the fact that obviously these are not insurmountable problems. There's always something to do about it. But since we're dealing with the nedarim, we understand, in the same way we understood the other cases of the nedarim, that this is the intent of the neder. The intent of a neder where a guy says, I'm definitely going to come to you for Shabbos, is not, I'm definitely going to come to you for Shabbos by hiring a babysitter to take care of my sick child and leave them at home. So it's a given that this is the meaning, so then that we don't really need an ones that makes it completely impossible for him to do it. Now, Ahu Gavra, the Atvis Zachvati Bebedina, there was a case of a man who was in the middle of a court case, and the court gave him 30 days to produce all of his proofs, and what he did was, is he gave over all of his existing papers and contracts and proofs into the hands of the Beit Din, and he said, look, if I don't show up within the 30 days, then that's it. All of these riots are bottle, and I can't use them anymore. So Yilo Atina Atlatin Yuma, if I don't show up within 30 days, then lifted on Hanizach V'tay. Then all of these skuyot that I have listed here, I give up on them. Itnis V'lo Ata. Something happened to prevent him from showing up, and he didn't come. Omer Avuna, makes no difference. Botil Zach V'tay, his skuyot are canceled. Omer Le'Rova, what is that supposed to mean? Onusu. I mean, we know that when we talk about something that is outside of your hands, the Torah does not consider that to be your act at all. Just as in the case of a woman who is being raped. So not in her hands to prevent that rape. Maybe you'll say, no, wait, I mean, that's because she's got a gun to her head. I mean, what's the connection? I mean, here we're talking about some minor issue, comparatively. I mean, if a person is actually in danger of losing their life, I understand that the Rachmona Patre. But over here, maybe that's not. It's not true, says Rava, because take a look at our Mishnah. Vatzna nidrei onasi. Hidiro chavero sheyochal etzlo v'chala hu shechala b'no. Oshi kavona harel nidrei onasi. What are you going to tell me? That it's force majeure because he can't hire a babysitter. It's out of his hand. I mean, that's ridiculous. So what do we see? We see that we take for granted that the context of a hitchayvut of this sort is that it doesn't mean, obviously, I'm going to leave a child in the hospital to come and show up in court. I have more important things right now. That's all. So if he doesn't show up, it's not because it doesn't interest him. It's not because he's admitting that it was all false. It's because he's sitting in the hospital. Says the Gemara, but is that so clear that this is not a special case, that we understand this to be the intent of a neder? Because, I mean, according to Rava, how would Rava understand the Mishnah and Gittin? My Shlomo Yenitinai. Reze Gitech Me'achshav Yim Lo Bati Mikan Vashem Asar Chodesh. Guy says, I'm giving you this get from today. If I don't show up at the end of 12 months, he's afraid he's going to disappear. His wife is not going to know what happened. Either she's going to be fall before a Yavam, or she's going to be now an Almona because of her Chashash. So she's waiting for her husband to return, so he makes up that within 12 months he doesn't come back, to get his chal now. And here in this case he died. Made betok shenem asar chodesh. Now, we would assume that dying is an ones. So it's not his fault that he died. And nonetheless, it says, I'll raise a get. According to Rava, we should say, look, I mean, it's not in his hands, so why should it be a get? Am I? Vaminas itnas? No, that's different. That case over there, we understand that on the contrary. If he knew he was going to die, for sure he would give the get. Because it wasn't that one of the whole purposes of the get was to make sure that his wife wouldn't be in a position to fall into a yava. He wants her to have a get in the event that he disappears or dies. So it's Dilma Shani Hata. The E, Haviyada the meat, Minalta Havigamar Vyavgita. Had he known that he was going to die, he would have just given her the get straight out. So, I mean, that's not considered to be an onus. That's a violation of his condition. That is his condition. Okay. How about this case? Marshal Mayahudi Amarlohu, Iloatina Mikana Tlatinumala Vigita. The other case that we had in Gittin, where a guy has come, he gives a get, and he says, if I don't show up within 30 days, the get is chal. So he comes. And Paskimabra, he missed the ferry boat, he can't cross over the river, so the other people on the other side, you know, the whole family is waiting for him not to show, you know. Ha ha, he missed the ferry boat! And he's saying, no, I'm here, chazudi atai, he's waving the flags. And Shmuel said over there, lo shmei mate, that's not called coming, he didn't come, he didn't show up. According to you, what do you mean he didn't show up? Aminis anis. I mean, isn't that an onus? But that I could explain that Dilma Unsa de Megalia Shine. Umiabra Megali Unsi. Look, something where you do have to take into consideration. That's like saying I'm going to take the 10 o'clock 38 bus. It's ridiculous. The 10 o'clock 38 bus may leave at 5 to 10 or may not show up at all. So you should have said, assuming that there is a 10 o'clock 38 bus, right? But since you didn't say that, so obviously you're including, okay, you know, if it doesn't show, so it's also, I'm committing myself to that too. So over here he should have said, assuming that I can get across with the ferry. Since he didn't say that, so he basically was mafsid himself. So therefore, it may not be the same. Now obviously, there isn't really a problem with all of this, because remember we said in Gittin that ein ones begitten because of a takana. Takana because of the women that are tsnuot, and they're always going to be chayshish. If there's an ones, so how do I know I can rely on my get? So they'll never rely on the get. So they're going to end up never getting remarried. They'll be amanot chayot, or because of prutzot, that they'll assume that there was an ones, but there was an ones, they'll cover it. And so we made a takon over there by Gittin, but assuming that the Gemara is trying to work it out over here without coming on to the Ein Ones Begitin, even though we could have just said that it's not necessarily Nogea or Sugya. It may be a special case.
Why ask this question? Why says Ein Ones Begitin? So the Gemara there is not so question.
Yeah. So, in any event, we've answered now the problem. Rava is consistent, and it's considered to be an ones, but the problem now is Rav Huna. Let's even say that Rav Huna is correct. Let's say that the guy made a condition and he didn't fulfill his condition, and therefore the whole thing now is going to be bottled. He's going to lose his chuyot. What do you mean? Isn't this an esmachta? This is a classic esmachta, right? The guy is saying he's talking about something that he doesn't think is going to happen. He doesn't think that he's not going to show up in 30 days. He's absolutely committed to showing up in 30 days. Never thought about the issue about whether his kid may be in the emergency room. He committed himself to coming 30 days. He got everything ready to go. He was about to take the flight, and he gets a phone call that his kid's in the emergency room. So what's he supposed to do? I mean, that's not an esmach. Forget about ones. This means this is something bichlal that the person never had in mind. And even if, therefore, it wasn't an ones, it shouldn't be good. Because what esmachta means, you make the whole thing dependent on ones. You're saying, even ones, I'm asking you, an ones, the guy meant to be Mekhayev himself? No. So in that case, he really wasn't Mekhayev himself on anything. Because what esmachta means, when you commit yourself to something where you have absolutely no intent of it's ever happening, you think it's not going to happen. You're committed to it's not happening. You're a kabbalan. You commit yourself to building up, and if there's going to be a knas, $10,000 a day, if you don't finish it, and so on and so forth. you certainly do not intend to pay those $10,000 a day, and if you did, you never would have begun the contract in the first place. So it's clear that there was never an intention to do this. Why isn't that called an esmachta? Esmachta means I'm being semech on something, and then all of a sudden everything changes for me. I never intended to be mechayev of myself, and therefore it isn't chal no matter what, without coming on to an onis. I thought esmachta lo kanya. Yeah, it's different over here. Shani achad the mitzvah is a good time. Wait, there's a big difference. You cannot say that you never thought that it would come to this. You never had an intent to be mechayev of yourself because you were never thinking of it. Where you hand it over to the Beis Din, you hand it over your shtarot. You can't say you didn't take that seriously. You basically gave them all of your rayas, and now you're saying, yeah, but I didn't really think it was going to happen. What is that supposed to mean? Bishlam, if you would have said, in the event that I don't show up in 30 days, I'm going to pay you $1 million. You could say, okay, obviously the person just didn't really mean what he said. But over here, you handed it over on the spot. So therefore, there is no problem of esmachta. Is that true, says the Gemara? Hechad and mitvus and lav esmachta hi? What's not? Misha para miktzat chovo. How about this case? A guy, let's say he owed $10,000 to somebody. He only has $5,000. He pays $5,000 to, puts it basically, the shtar in escrow. And he says to the escrow holder, he says, look, obviously I can't take the shtar back because I didn't pay my loan. But on the other hand, we can't have the shtar now in the hand of the lender because then he'll be able to collect the whole loan again and I paid up $5,000. But I'm committed to paying up the remaining $5,000 within 30 days. If I don't come within 30 days, give him the shtar. Let him use the shtar to collect. So in other words, what he's saying is that what I mean then is that my payment should be a matana, not a payment that he can collect. He can use the shtar. And it's not nimchal shibudav. What's the halacha over there? So im eni, so now is ishlisha shtaro. He puts now the shtar of the debt, he puts the bond into escrow. And he tells the escrow holder, im ena nino ten lo mikana shloshim yom, ten lo shtaro. Higi azman, now if the time runs out, 30 days runs out, he didn't have the money. So he never paid up the remaining $5,000. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yitin, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yitin. So over there, Rabbi Yossi says, well, I mean, we had over there a case where he already gave over the shtar. He obviously meant it very seriously. The escrow holder should pass the shtar on now to the lender. That's what he said to do. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it's only an esmachta. Comes along Rabbi Nachman. So Rabbi Nachman Paskin, Omer Nachman, Omer Rabavu, Omer Rav, in alachak Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is wrong in saying that he should hand over the shtar to the lender, because Rabbi Yossi is basing this on esmachta kanya. And alach is not like Rabbi Yossi, domer esmachta kanya. Now, according to what you just said, in a case where a person actually handed over his shtarot, that's not called an esmachta. That's a very serious and scary kind of thing to do. So you wouldn't have done it if you wouldn't have meant it. And yet we see that we make it dependent, according to Rav, according to Nachman, these are serious paiskim, to say the least, then they take for granted that it's dependent on the shayla of esmachta kanya. And according to you, it has nothing to do with esmachta kanya. Says the Gemara, well, but this case is different. Because in this case, he did more than say that. Shani hacha, the Omar, lived lan zechute. Over here, what he said was that I'm giving over all of my zechuyot and whatever rights that I have in it. Look, in that case, I mean, he may have handed over the shtar. Okay, the shaila is the shtar. Can it be collected? Can it not be collected? We'll discuss it. I already paid you. You want to collect again? And so on and so forth. Over here, the man is saying, look, I have all my rayas here. I won't have any more rayas. I won't have anything more to say about the case. That is much more of a commitment. And basically what he's saying is, none of this is meaningful. It's all lies. It doesn't have any legal standing. So then if that's the case, it's a greater mesira than just to give over a shtar into the hands of an escrow holder. Now, the truth is, gentlemen, there are many levels of esmachta, and there's a tremendous machlokas among the Rishonim as to how much it's considered to be the equivalent of liftalan zechute. Let us take a look at the psak over here, and we'll see how we translate this psak depending on how we learn the sugya. V'yilchata, esmachta kanya, we paskin that esmachta is a kinyan, but only if it wasn't mamish and onus. So in other words, we do paskin like Rava. Esmachta is one issue, but onus is another. Onus is where, even though he really meant what he was saying, but it's certainly not in the case where something happened to prevent him from doing it. That was why we started the discussion with onus, not with esmachta over here. And v'hud ekonomi nebe beitin chashuv. This is only where he made a kinyan that this thing would be a chiyuv, and it was in front of a beitin chashuv. Now, every word of this is a machlokas. So, first of all, what is a beitin chashuv? That's a machlokas. Because the question of what a beitin chashuv is a function of what it is that we're assuming the beitin has to do. If the nature of the beitin chashuv is that they could be mafkia momon shelo kedin, so they're a beitin chashuv that has a right to say hefker beitin hefker, then they have to be, and this is how the Rambam passes, they have to be a beitin that has smicha. So that's more. And the Rambam says, how could that mean the meaning of beitin chashuv? It should have said beitin the smicha. The only meaning, therefore, say other Rishonim of Beit Din Chashuv, is that it makes the standing serious. So that a person will not be joking around and say something that he doesn't fully mean in front of a serious court. So it doesn't matter who that court is. You can think that the Dayan isn't much of a Dayan, but when you're standing in court, you're not playing games. And therefore, any commitment ought to be sufficient. Others learn that maybe dafka tekanumine. In other words, if you also made a kinyan, what exactly is the kinyan? Just, is it an actual kinyan of owing money now? Is it a kinyan just, I promise, I'm being very serious? Do we need both kanumine and beis din chashuv? Is this case unique because of the fact that it started in beis din? Since the Beis Din was mechayev to bring all of his rayas within 30 days, therefore the Beis Din can get involved in this interaction. But otherwise, say some Rishonim, what's it Beis Din's business? What is going on with conditions between two people? It's nonsense. What do you mean, Beis Din kosher? Do whatever the heck you want. Please, don't bother the court. In this case, it was the court that was mechayev to get the things together in 30 days. So maybe that's why we're talking about it needs to be a Beit Din Chashuv. So in any event, these are the issues to take into consideration. The extent of the seriousness is defined by a number of different things. The context in which you said it, Beis Din. The kinyan, in which there's already a chiyuv, perhaps, at this moment. The word me'achshav, which some hold is essential. You need to say that it is chal right now, that I'm being Machai of you. And the question of whether you are also being Moda, like in this case, to something that deprives you of your rights. So here we can read it as, it's all a lie. If I don't show up, I'm in Bidhi. It's all a lie. None of it is valuable. Now the truth is that, of course, this is a very, very practical issue, because most contracts that are between people in business have some type of clause for violation, some type of fine that's involved. Now, all of those cases would end up being esmachtas unless we do something about it. So, if you hold that simply saying me'achshav is sufficient, then that's why, by the way, at the end of all of these contracts, it always says delok esmachta. Notice that, like in the Ketuvah, delok esmachta. So what's the deloke esmachta? So what it is that I'm committing myself to is not an esmachta. It's not enough to just say that. So what is it that makes it not an esmachta? So according to some, just the kinyan, kinina mine, just the kinyan that it should be chal is sufficient to make it a deloke esmachta. The truth is, however, that there are many who disagree with that. And in fact, the Rambam brings that the minhag in Svarad was as follows. They would take a commitment of this person, an admission of money owed. So they would say to him, okay, what's the fine? The fine is $10,000 for your non-performance, right? So you're saying, okay, but if I don't perform, obviously I didn't think I wasn't going to perform, I wasn't machayev myself. Tell you what, you'd say right here in front of this Bez Din, it could be anybody, because it's Hodas Bal Din, I owe so-and-so $10,000. And we're going to write that out. Okay, I owe so-and-so $10,000. Now, Mr. So-and-so, we want you to commit in front of this court that you are hereby mochel this debt of $10,000 if he performs. Now, obviously, then already the onus is on the other, the English onus, is on the other guy. Because now he owes the $10,000. In order to get his mechila, he's going to have to perform. Certainly that's not an esmachta. Now this little trick became a even more fascinating trick in the Ramah's psak. Because the Ramah said like this, if the whole thing is based on Hoda'at Baldin Kibeya Eidin Dami, then we don't really need a Beit Din Chashuv. Because suppose the guy signs a contract in which it says in the contract, this contract was made in front of a Beit Din Chashuv. It doesn't matter whether it was or whether it wasn't. I'm being made that it was. Since I'm being made that it was, Hodat Baldin Kimei Aiden Tami. So therefore, it's just as good as being Mechayev yourself on the debt, the way the Rambam was saying. So what do you have to actually go through the motions? Just be moda that you're going to be chayev. And then it would be the equivalent of having created that debt. Now, obviously, this is a little bit trickier. But in any event, these are the tricks that are used. Putting in me'akshav, making a kinyan, writing in there that it's ki'ilu was made by Beit Din Chashuv, and so on and so forth. But there are ways around the esmachta problem, but you need to be a lawyer, obviously. Okay. You're on, dear.
Dr. Hayla Gavishna.
Wait, actually, what is going on with Savajash? I'm afraid that he's going to get worn down just by not coming out.
I don't think he's better now, but.
So, can we go there tomorrow? Check with him right now. You have a cell phone? You know his number by heart?
No, he doesn't answer.
He doesn't answer. That's great. Okay. So will you maybe take care of it today and let us know whether maybe we should make a special by Sabachas Bitsai Shabbos Malava Malcolm Daf? All right, good. So let us know in the morning. Yeah, as I'm saying. So let us know tomorrow. I think it's important to be Machazik. Okay. Nodrim Laharagim. Now, we've been talking about Nidrei Onasim. Nidrei Onasim in where he made the netter and then an Ones happened. But there's certainly another way of looking at Ones, which is that the netter was made under duress in the first place. Okay, now, the IRS is banging at the door. Or you're crossing the border and they catch you with your brand new video machine, which you didn't bother declaring. Now, you could always tell them the video machine is Truma. It was actually meant for government office. You were just buying it for the government. And what's the point of paying mechas again, since it's all going to government anyway?
So,
as a matter of fact, yeah. How do you like that? So, if this fellow is a murderer, or he's a haram, meaning that he's just taking your things away, or for that matter, he works for mechas, which is basically the same thing. Which actually the Gemaras are going to ask. I mean, isn't Mechas legal? we're going to discuss that about the Mavusadina and so on, of course, tomorrow. But in any event, in one of these cases where somebody is illicitly trying to take your money, so, I mean, no self-respecting murderer would ever take truma from you, because what's he going to do with it? He's not allowed to eat it. I mean, just because he's ready to kill you doesn't mean he's going to be over on the Yitzhar of eating truma, right? So you can swear it's truma. What good is it going to do you? It's amazing. So, of course, there are other approaches. The other approach is, if you tell him it's truma, he's going to think, oh, truma. I could buy truma anyway at 10 cents to the dollar. What do I got to kill the guy for truma for? So it lessens the value of the thing in his eye, even if he isn't personally makbid on truma. So anyway, you could tell, you could swear that something is truma, and we'll see what it means you could swear. In other words, clearly you can't make a neder that something is true. You can make a neder that if this is not truma, then let all peirot in the world be asur on me, or something like that. So even though it's not truma, and you can claim that this is government property to the moches, ketzer shein shel beit ha-melech, hava-pi sheinan shel beit ha-melech, beit shamay omrim, this is all true, as long as you stick to nadorim, b'chol nodrin, I don't care what it is that you're going to ask yourself on. We're going to see in the Gemara the pirushim of the differences between neder and shvua. But you can't say a shvua. Now, there's two ways of understanding that. You can't say a shvua that it's true, or you can't say a shvua similar to a neder. Meaning, I swear that all peros of the world, I will not eat any peros for the rest of my life if this isn't government property. But not that you could swear falsely that this is government property, perhaps. Again, all this to be discussed tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Beit Hillel omrim af b'shvua, Beit Hillel says, even though shvua is obviously more chomer, and we already had said in the earlier sugya that on shvuas people are more makbid because of the lo yinakeh Hashem, but even so, or some learn just because you're using the Shem Hashem, but even so you can use a shvua. Beit Shammai omrim lo yiftach lo b'neder. Beit Shammai says, even though we said that under duress you can make a neder, but that's only if the duress is focused on the neder. If the guy says to you, okay, I want you to take a neder that if this isn't truma, you're going to answer all peirot in the world. How about that? So then, okay, then you're under duress to do that. But if you just want to open up your mouth to make it seem more believable that this is truma, you can't do that, right? Because then this is your own choice of getting out of the problem. So you can't be poteach lo b'neder. Beit Hillel omrim, no, you can't. Af yiftach lo. You can actually be poteach b'neder too. Beit Shammai omrim, b'mashehu madiro. You can only take exactly the neder as the guy said. As we'll see in a moment what that means. Beit Hillel omrim, af b'mashehu madiro. Ketzad. What do I mean by madiro eno madiro? Omar lo, the guy says to you, okay, you're claiming it's government property. And more, I want you to say the following. Kone mishti nenetli. I am hereby swearing off my wife from any kind of anot for me if that isn't government property. And he says, I am kone mishti and my family nanimli. So Beit Shammai says, now wait a minute, the guy never said to say your family. So that part's, that's your own letter. Now you're stuck. Because he only told you to talk about your wife. So Ishto may be Mutar because that's Nidrei Onasim. But why'd you mention Banav? Since Lashitati, you have to be under duress for what you're saying. You didn't say that under duress. So then Banav are Asurim. Ubeit Hillel Omrim, Elo Ve'elo Mutarim. And again, this is Beit Hillel Lashitato, that you have a right to initiate the neder. Certainly to add on the neder that this person makes. Nidrei Onasim. Now, who gave the atvi zachvata? But by din of Amri lo atin atlat in yomer liftul on ani zachvata. Itnis vlo ata. Omer avuna bato zachvata. Omer the Rav, why? Onusu vonus achmana pater. The chtevel on naara lo ta sedavar. The chitema. I mean, that's a serious onus, man. That's ktala, ktala shaynis. Vatzna nidrei onasi nidiro chaverosh yochalatzol v'chala v'shochala b'dor shikavonar arei elu nidrei onasi. What's the big onus? You can't find a babysitter. Olo Rava ma'ishlam eretzan arizikitev me'achshav yelo bati bikana shnei masar chodesh umeit betok shnei masar chodesh arizikiet amai v'ambina zitnas. Ah, that's not the same. Dil mashani atam di aviyada demois. He would have even been able to get immediately midalta v'gabra v'yavgita. Okay, Ma'ishram Yehuda Amalu Ilo Atinu Mikan Atlas Yivalavigita, and then Ato Paskim Abra Amalu Chazud Atay Chazud Atay, and Shmuel says nonetheless Lo Shmi Matya Amai Vaminas Anis. Do you have a unsi to Megal Yeshayna? Be Abra's Migli unsi Lurvuna Michti Esmachti Esmachto Lo Kanya. What even without an onis then? Shiny Alka, the mitvahs and zachvata. So what? Echad, the mitvahs and lavas machtahi. How about a case where a guy was actually matvahs ishtar in the yad of a shlish? Atan misha para miktat chovo. Vishlish at shtoro. Vamari meina nino tenlo mamon mikan at shloshim yom. Tenlo shtoro. He gets man velonatan. Rabbi Yosef Omer Yitain, Rabbi Yosef Omer Lo Yitain. Gomer Bachon Omer Rababar, Vu Omer Rab, in Allah Rabbi Yosef Omer Zmachta Kanya. I thought according to you it's not a Zmachta Bichla. No, here it's not in a Zmachta, because Shani Yachon Omer Liftel and Zechute. But the Allah is a Zmachta Kanya, of course, that doesn't mean that an Ones is included. Ones, with the law on it. And furthermore, there had to have been a Kenyan with the economy name. And it had to have been in front of a betin chashuv. No drin laharagin or lacharamim or lamochasin she truma for bishena truma she shobet amelach for bishena shobet amelach. Bet Shammai omrim bechol no drin chutz mi bishvua ubet Hillel omrim af bishvua. Bet Shammai omrim lo yiftachlo beneder bet Hillel omrim yiftachlo. Bet Shammai omrim b'mashu mediro bet Hillel omrim af b'mashu eino mediro ketzad. Omalo emor koni mishti nenetli. And who am I? Can you still buy nine nanili? Bet Shammai omrim ishto muter to banam asurin, ubet Hillel omrim, elu v'elu mutarim.